Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 213. I was going to say 17. I don't know why I was going to say 17, but it's actually 213. I can't believe I've done 213 of these shows. By the way, while you're out there, it would greatly appreciate it if you could help keep this show on the air by going to patreon.com/PackardPokes at and donate to something as little as a dollar once a month. But I do have a goal of getting the show up to $400 per month. That way I can bring back the long shows every weekend. So if you have the extra cash, go there and please donate. In the meantime, go over to facebook.com/PackardPokes at and hit the like button. We're at 96 likes. We need 4 more just to hit 100. So if you can get to facebook.com/PackardPokes at and hit that like button, or on Spreaker or iTunes or Stitcher, that'd be great too. Hello, Connie. Oh, wait a minute. I have you muted. I apologize. I had you muted. Sorry.
Not a problem.
So many buttons.
Button.
Who's got
just
the button?
Don't hit the red button.
Don't
big
hit
the red button.
Ooh, the button. Okay. I got some good news. I got my phone working again, fortunately.
Yay.
Yes. So that's good news, at least. So now nice. I just have to sort it all out. Unfortunately, I lost pretty much all my data. So there's that. Oh, well. But I was able to back up.
So your score on Candy Crush is gone.
Yes. That's my biggest Candy Crush. Actually, that's connected to the internet, so I could probably get that back if I want it to. So. And I don't play Candy Crush all that often anyway. Like once or twice a year. Like it's like drinking for me. I was just like, I'll have a little drink and then play some Candy Crush and then eat some real candy, you know. By the way, this is a short show. Dana is going to be on with me for the short show. So we're going to the two people format this Friday.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Got
that.
I've been thinking about something. I may have mentioned this. Excuse me. I have a little dinner. I was thinking... And I know we talked about this off there because I didn't want to give anything away before did the reboot. But I was thinking at the end of the month we would do a general topic show. We just pull up a general topic and then we just talk about just that for the whole hour or half hour. So seeing is how the 30th. Of January, excuse me, everybody. I do apologize if I'm chewing in your ear. I find it really annoying, especially if you have headphones in and you're listening to that. Because I criticized Leo Laporte for this and he blocked me and I got attacked by all his raging fans. So, yeah. Still, somebody finally a few months later says, I never noticed that before, but yeah, that is annoying. So, yes, I feel vindicated.
Dwarves with pitchforks and
torches. Pretty much. They came after me with pitchforks and everything, and it's like, you're worshiping him like a god, and he's just a man. So, yeah. He pretty much released the hounds on me, so, and I was able to fight them all off. And this was over Twitter, of course, but, excuse me a second.
Okay. So, okay.
Anyway.
A general topic would just be spur of the moment, and we're talking about it and researching it as we...
Yeah.
Go?
Yeah.
Flying by the seat of our pants.
By the seat of our... Wait,
and
just
our pants
just
are
like,
very
just,
thin.
That's just like this show.
Yeah, exactly.
just like the staff meetings, yeah. We'll just talk like, you know how... have you ever heard like the... what's his name? Seth does his show. He's Thinking Atheist. He does like he does a topic and then he invites people to call in. And that's what, you know, I want to do is I want to just get... I'll get a couple people on and we'll just talk. Now, my thing is, I don't know if we want to do it on the 30th because that's a short show. It'd be only a 30-minute show 30 to 45 minute show, I'd prefer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Right. Or if I want to do it on the second to last month, which would be the 23rd, which would be
there. But yeah.
Oh, okay, that's right. You were asking for that day off, weren't you?
Yeah, I have grandma duties and babysitting a couple times that weekend.
Grandma duties.
Yeah.
That's the stuff they leave in the diapers. The duty. That's why they call
that might be involved too.
That's why it's called grandma
toddler.
Right. That's why they're called grandma duties. Yes, it's poop jokes, folks. Yeah.
Yeah, I would do it, but I would try, but I'm all going to be all the way up in Arlington, way away from my own computer. So
Arlington.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a long ways away.
So, well, not Arlington, D.C.
Oh, well, that would be longer.
Arlington's a cemetery. I better not be babysitting.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't be babysitting the cemetery, especially this time of year.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be nice for picnics, you know.
I figure it'll be educational.
Sure.
I would say we'd do tombstone rubbings, but I think that all of the ones in Arlington are white crosses, so that would be kind of redundant.
Yeah. And you could do the Nelson and go, ha ha, you're dead, you know.
Ha, I'm dead.
You're dead, ha ha. Yeah.
No, that might be really good. Again, a half hour, 45 minute show.
On the
last one, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Unless you know you talk with a couple of the other co-hosts and they want to do it the weekend I'm gone.
Okay. Well, yeah. I have not had a chance to. We'll talk to Dana Friday about that. So I'm sure he'd be involved with it either way. So.
Okay.
And this way we can just have a general gab. So we just have a general topic. So that's something we should talk about doing. I know you're not leaving. What day are you leaving next week, by the way?
Thursday. I will be there for the meeting.
Oh, good, good. Then you know what? We could pound out a topic for the following week then, just in case. You know, this way I'm not sitting here going, dee-dee-dee-dee, you know.
And they will have a gab fest, and we'll do nails, and we'll do it. She has her hair.
Oh, yes. Someone needs to do my hair. My hair needs to really be done.
Phone calls.
Right.
Have snacks.
Yes, we'll have snacks and cheese and wine.
Watch a movie?
Yeah.
Something with Sandra Bullock in it.
Right. let's see here. I'm going to try to get my computer to cooperate with me. That's sometimes a pain in the ass. So,
I do have a few stories, both tech and
okay,
religion things. I don't. You probably have seen some of them too. But
I've been a little busy this week, so I woke up Monday and I was like, get a call from work saying, "Hey, need you to go to Green Bay." It's like, oh, okay, I'll do it. So I was out on the road on Monday, and then I had to work Tuesday, and then today I had appointments all day. So, yeah, my day's been a full, fun day. Although I did get a chance to watch a video with Brian Fucktard Fisher.
Always fun.
Oh, he's a blast. He is always a blast. A couple days ago, he said that Charlie Hebdo brought the weight of... the God on him because he was blasphemous, and then he turns around and blames President Obama for that. And I was like, wait a minute, wait! Don't you completely contradicted yourself? Who's responsible here? So
Fisher just opens his mouth and words fall out.
Yeah, he is beyond senile. So
he is that. Okay. There's a joke in there somewhere. It's too convoluted, but I'm thinking about how the creationists always say, well, if you just throw the parts of a 747 into the Boeing hangar, in 100 years, will you get a plane? I kind of feel that way about whatever Fisher says.
Yeah.
Think we're supposed to reassemble these words.
Oh, you want
sentences?
Oh yeah. You want to talk about something like that? Let me get, all right. I was having a debate with some mentally challenged person apparently on Whisper this morning. Oh, Talking Primates on. Hey, let's pull them in here. Let me find him here. Well, where is he? Okay, there he is. I'll just add him to the call. There we go. Anyway, I was having a debate with this guy, and then he goes, well, atheism is responsible for all these deaths. It's like, no one's killed in the name of atheism, and I brought up Hitler because, you know, he went there, so I went there. Because he goes, well, Stalin was an atheist, so it makes him atheism responsible for it. So I'm like, no, that's like saying, you know, because Hitler was a Christian, therefore Christianity was responsible. Then he pulls the, well, if you think about it, there is no way they could have killed that many people, so it didn't happen. So he was also a Holocaust denier. So I'm like, you're also a Holocaust denier and you're an evolution denier. This conversation is done. And
yeah, exactly.
And he proceeded to tell me that I'm stupid because I don't believe in his imaginary friend. And then I'm being sold a bill of goods because I just believe scientists. It's like, no, I don't believe scientists. But the guy was a raging idiot. Dana, are you there? Well, he's connected, but I cannot hear him. He's lurking. We have our first lurker here on the staff meeting.
That was special.
Yeah, we feel so special now.
Feels special.
Yes. I'm trying to close some tabs here so I can get this thing going here, but come on, close, you silly thing.
Well, while you're waiting for that to close, I'm going to just mention a few of the things here.
Okay.
Google is basically throwing the Android users under the bus by refusing to patch an OS vulnerability, which is, I don't know, that's kind of a small story.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook at Work is launched, which I don't know, maybe that's Facebook Lite.
All the work with half the fun, or none of the fun and none of the titties.
I'll just go ahead and lead with two of the bigger ones that I've found. One is that evidently the British Prime Minister wants to ban all secure communications.
They want to ban secure communication? Were they supposed to, I guess we going back to smoke signals.
Well, no, I think they want to not have to worry about surveillance. They want it to all be out there.
Oh, you mean for the general public, not for them. They get secure communications. The rest of the people? No. Privacy? Privacy. What? If you got nothing to hide, then why shouldn't you do it?
FBI, CIA, NSA.
Is this in this country they're doing this?
Well, no. This was, I'm just saying that the FBI has been wanting to get rid of all of their, you know, Miranda warrant, you know, all the warrants that they have to file.
Right.
So they can look at our stuff. And this, to me, I'm reading this, I'm going, okay, so the UK just wants there to be, again, get rid of.
Oh, it's over in the UK.
Yeah. And so, yeah, you know, because of what happened in France this last week. Mm. Do we want to allow a means of communication between people which even an extremist was with a signed warrant from the Home Secretary personally, we cannot read. So he's trying to basically just make it so that everything we say is for public, you know, domain. And then a smaller story, a different story, but is evidently the human brain is lopsided compared to other primates.
Really?
That was on IO9.
Mm-hmm.
The story about the British Prime Minister is on a lot of different pages right now. I have Engadget open.
Okay.
For that one. So
I'll tell you what, I can access the other computer here. I can't read links, but if you give me some gist of what's going on, I can. You're over an IO9, right?
IO9 for the human brain.
Okay.
Yes. I don't remember which page it was on. It was whether it was the first page or not, but that was kind of cool.
Let me see if I can find the IO9 one. I'm waiting for the other computer here to at least catch up with me so I can. Let's see here. Uh, They have their Turanian tunnels underneath Washington, D.C. Maybe that's where the treasure is buried.
We found Nicolas Cage, his collection of wigs under there, right?
Yeah. Oh, the design.
Those aren't bad movies. They're not.
I was just seeing here that the designer of Robbie the Robot and Lost in Space, he died at 100.
Oh.
Yeah.
Danger Will Robinson.
Yeah, he designed the robot from Forbidden Planet and Lost in Space. Robot B9 from Lost in Space. The robot 54 from Tobar the Great. Aw, that's sad. That's sad. Let's see if I can find it. Let's see here. Oh, is that the one where I'm talking about waste your money on brain training schemes? No.
No. Ninth Doctor has a comic debut. I liked the Ninth Doctor. I'm glad to see somebody who's going to do some more with him.
Yeah, the $1 million prize for scientists who can cure human aging.
That was an interesting story, but it's kind of a fundraiser. It's kind of like ongoing, but that was one of the ones that I had kind of earmarked. Too. But, intriguing.
There's a brain being exposed on one spot here. They destroy the skull and they just, boom, there's a blood vessel.
Oh, yeah.
That's
what is that?
I don't know. But
is that the bloods?
I think that would be the nerves, I don't think. Well, maybe it is. No.
Well, I'm thinking it's the blood flow.
It would have to be blood flow, yeah. I would think that would be blood flow.
Which would be arteries and veins, I suppose.
Yep. That's spaghetti, man.
That's the word I'm thinking.
Now I need some meatballs and some bread to go with it, and a fork.
Here, let me serve you my spaghetti in the skull of my enemy.
Oh, there you go. That would be
cool.
Oh, wait.
It's the skull of your father. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
It must not have been on page one.
The
Power Glove Robot Chicken.
8 logical fallacies that fuel anti-science sentiments. That's kind of interesting.
I did not click on that, but that was kind of in keeping with both subjects,
Mm-hmm. Why are superheroes never out of shape? Well, they've got personal trainers. Doesn't anybody know? Why doesn't people know this? They're superheroes. They've got big expense counts. Tony Stark he's got those tall buildings. He's a superhero. So he's got personal train. They've got all personal trainers. Why is this so hard to understand?
I did not actually open up IO9 to get to this. I had linked it from something else. I saw it on another page.
Mm-hmm.
So, gosh, it might be. Whoa.
What the hell is this? Warnings, this sumptuous demon-filled webcomic may break your brain. I don't think so.
Oh. Wow, there's a lot of art stuff in this.
The chemical that makes whale barf an aphrodisiac.
It's on this page, by the way. That sounds so gross.
Yeah, it's like, hey, want some whale barf?
It's a nice vintage year.
It's a nice vintage.
It was a 2008 sperm whale.
That was on an episode of
Burgers.
Bob's Burgers. Yeah, I watched that one. Yeah.
Human brain is lopsided.
I'm trying to find that one. Do you remember what
it's page just a little further down that page that you're on right now.
Okay. Mystery, phenomena, haunt. I went down. I didn't see anything on that page. I'll have to go down. I probably went to the next page here.
It's below Who Killed Black Dahlia, a derelict spaceship builds itself a robot body, and then human brain.
Not seeing that so far. Soviets won the Cold War. So they're building super helicopters.
You're down a little further.
Oh, all right. Oh, there's Black Dahlia. Okay. A derelict spaceship builds itself a robot body, a remarkable short film. Oh. There it is. The human brain is lopsided. Well, you know, there you can if your brain is lopsided, you can get a special bras for that, you know, just, you know, it's a little lopsided on one side.
Little
just,
lift shoe.
Yeah, a little lift here and there, and, you know, make sure it doesn't hit the, just make sure it doesn't hit the temple of the brain, because, you know, then that gets a little sensitive, you know, especially when it gets cold out. God, I'm terrible. Let's see here. Researchers have identified a small groove. Well, the brain got its groove on. That's part of it. Yeah. But it didn't make it in the box very good in the box office. You know, brain gets its groove. The researchers have identified a small groove that runs deep along the right side of the human brain than the left, because other primates lack this feature. It's conceivable that this is that its function is what sets us apart. Well, maybe we got that groove on there. Maybe we just fell on that side, you know, and just we just happened to fall over. And it's like, whoa, man, that hurt. Wait a minute, why am I thinking? So this, you know, it's an evolutionary change. You know, you get smucked in the head, and they had to smuck their children in the head. And after a while, the brain, the children grew up, and it's like, oh, don't want to get smucked in the head anymore. That rock hurts, you know, and so the kids just, you know, they figure it out. You know, it's evolution.
Science!
It's located in the superior temple sulcus. It's a part of our brain that's responsible for handiness, language, and social skills. Well, that leaves a lot of Christians out because their social skills are really abysmal. Not all you Christians. I'm just saying, not all of them, just some. The function of the new groove, which was discovered by François Leroy. Oh, is that François? François Leroy, the French National Institute of Health and Medical Research in Calais, is unknown. What? If it's by him, how is it unknown?
No, it was discovered by him, but the function of that groove is still unknown.
Oh, the groove is unknown. Okay, sorry. I was like, well, it didn't say that the function is unknown. Just says is unknown. It's like, wait a minute. So someone does. They're forgetting to add special words in here. but it is probably played in a role of evolution of our communication skills. Further study could shed light on this function and how it differentiates the human brain from those of primates and religious people. Oh, I'm sorry. I just added that last part. wouldn't that be interesting? That would be really interesting if you get the brain of a believer and you get someone who doesn't believe.
Oh, that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, is you get the brain.
So then I evolved? Is that what I did?
Yes, you evolved.
My brain made a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Science will build a bridge.
Mm-hmm. Mine did too, so.
Yeah.
That
or it could be why we just can't find intelligent life in the universe anywhere. And meanwhile, great apes in Africa are going, oh no, we talk to the aliens all the time. They just think this planet's too fucked up. Come here.
You humans with your nuclear bombs and nuclear wessels, you know. Sorry, I'm doing the Sulu.
Chekhov.
Yes. Yeah, I'm doing Chekhov. You're right. Chekhov. It says here the asymmetrical groove in humans was already known, but the new study in which 177 people and 73 chimps had a brain scan reveals that it is almost completely absent in other primates. In humans, the deeper groove in the right brain lies in the region that controls voice and face recognition and working out what other people are thinking. You know, like psychics. Sorry, couldn't help myself. Our so-called theory of mind, the shallower groove on the left, is at the heart of the areas associated with language. The lack of symmetry could signal that tissues, layers in the right brain have been reorganized, says Leroy. I don't know. His name is Leroy. I've never trusted anybody whose name is Leroy. They're just bad news. Bad
Leroy
news.
Brown.
Bad Leroy Brown. See? There's even a song about him. So I don't know if I really don't know if I trust him. asymmetrical brain landmarks may be the key features to understanding what is so specific in our species, says Leroy. Again, Leroy. It's Leroy. Since left and right sides of the human brain trend to perform different tasks, we think that this asymmetrical is related to either speech or social cognition, which are both abilities for which humans outperform other primates. Interesting. Some of the comments here, I was like, because other primates lack the feature, it's conceivable this function is what sets us apart. And someone said, well, that seems a bold statement. Well, I think it's a reasonable assessment.
I do too. I mean, it's kind of arrogant of us. I think that just because other animals don't build complex machinery or do other things, you know, things that we would recognize as being advanced, doesn't mean that they don't have some forms of reasoning, differing kinds of reasoning. So, maybe reasoning is an overstatement, but it's interesting to me to think that.
Yes. You know, well, I think it's close. Actually, reasoning is not too far. I think it's just that their reasoning is more primal and not so much, you know, organized like ours is. Right. And if they did start building machines and things, then the United States and everybody else would be on them like white on rice, and to take them out, because especially, you know, then they'd get the, you know, never mind. And speaking of which, this crazy Christian I was speaking to, he said that first he says, well, Christians don't go around cutting off people's heads. So I sent him a report of a news story from 2015 of a Christian cutting off the head of somebody because they thought they were practicing witchcraft. And then they changed it. Oh, well, Christians don't build nuclear bombs that kill, destroy cities. It's like, the people on the Manhattan Project were mostly Christian. So you lost there, too. And
and then about all the Christians every day, too. There's stories in the news. It seems at least every week, every other day, it's parents who think that their child is the Antichrist or something, and they
exactly,
you know, they have religious belief behind it.
Exactly.
So.
Oh, and after he went into being a Holocaust denier, I didn't want to talk to him anymore. I really didn't want to talk to him anymore. It's like I told him to go fuck off. I like this last comment. And the soul, don't forget the crunchy and delicious soul. I wanted to do a Homer there.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yummy.
Maybe that groove gives us our groove. You know, we get our groove on.
That's right. It turns out that's just a repeating copy of a human way back when that, you know, had a brain injury trying to make the first skateboard. He was the first one also to say, hey, watch me.
Right.
Watch me do this.
Dana wants to cover the story because he is the talking primate after all. So
I thought about him. I was like, well, maybe this would be good.
Yeah. Sorry, my computer is slow and I can't read what he's actually saying. So occasionally, but this is a good story.
Listening?
Yeah, he's listening. He's still in the chat room, but my Firefox is just not responding here on this computer. I should take a hammer to it here. But let's see here. I just want to... Ooh, this is kind of fun. Play a creepy choose-your-own-adventure game on Twitter and enjoy dying. Oh, I love those. I used to love those choose-your-own-adventure books. And you can, you know, the best part was, it's like, you come to his part, he's like, oh no, you chose wrong. You got to go back. He's like, no, I'm going to choose something different. No. I'm going to go up for the best possible solution. You know, like Captain Kirk says, you know, dying is not an option.
I don't believe in the Kobayashi Maru.
That's right. I don't believe in the no-win scenario. There is always going back.
Outsmart it.
Yeah, that's right. You know, this is a good story. Let's go with this one. We don't have to look any further, I don't think.
Okay.
And Dana likes this story since he is a talking primate, so we will go with this story. Then this week, I think we will do is the logical fallacies for the second segment. And there, Dana's going, woohoo! So,
okay. B is logical fallacies. I wasn't sure if you're going to do that or the whisper.
Yeah, whisper. Since we have a second short show this month on the 30th, we will do whisper on that day.
Okay, I'm writing that down on the 30th.
Yep.
Okay. Religion.
Although it's going to be kind of weird doing it with just one other person here. You know, it's just going to be Dana and I, so, but, you know.
For the logical fallacies?
Yeah, for logical fallacies, so, because it's kind of like, it's supposed to be like a game show, so it's not much of a game show, there's one person on. All right, so we're stuck with, what's our thing after that?
Religion?
Is it religion?
Yeah.
All right, that's a guest news. Short show.
The Bible, there's a bill trying to be passed or has been passed in Mississippi to make the Bible the state book.
Ah, they threw this kind of shit all the time.
Yeah.
They can make it the state, they can make it the state toilet paper. I don't care. It's
The other one, which is not a video, was that I found was Oklahoma Bill 48 is to protect, passed by a senator there to protect a school that wants to teach the Bible. It turns out that the Hobby Lobby,
fuckers again.
I'm sorry.
Those fuckers again. Damn, that Hobby Lobby is a.
Well, they're actually. I was not aware. They, the Hobby Lobby people,
mm-hmm.
have their fingers in a lot of different pies. First of all, they have this curriculum that they basically promoted or sold to this one school district, the Mustang School District in Oklahoma. Last spring, the school board voted in to try it for a year, and it's basically presenting the Bible as being influential in history and art. Oh, in Western God. Civilization. That's how they're getting it in. And then the school district kind of became a hot potato, so they dropped it. But now they have a senator in Oklahoma who's got a bill that would protect the school and saying, look, we're not teaching religion. We're teaching how religion has influenced
art. If they're going to do that, then they should teach the same thing for all the religions and now include Satanism.
The scuttlebutt of this, the deeper thing that I found when I was looking at this is that the Hobby Lobby, they have a museum of the Bible that they're building in Washington, D.C. that will be opening, I think, in 2017. And this is one of their many projects. But the Hobby Lobby people would like to see this curriculum in every single school in the U.S.
Ugh.
But the curriculum, the thing that was red flagging it is it can't resist preaching. Just, you know, saying that if you looked at the article, you'd see, you know, they had, I couldn't find quotes exactly from the text, but
my browser is completely locked up this computer, unfortunately.
No, so. Let me read the first. Okay, I'm just going to read the first thing about this one curriculum.
Okay.
A high school curriculum is supported by Hobby Lobby chain president Steve Green and his wife, by the way, billed as a way to teach archaeology, history, and arts through Bible stories. Also tells students God is always there in times of trouble and that sinners must suffer the consequences of disobeying. So they can't resist preaching. It was the ACLU that, and, you know, the Freedom From Religion Foundation that put the brakes on this earlier, but now we have the senator, Oklahoma bill seeks to protect schools that want to teach Bible classes.
Mm-hmm.
And a proposed bill in the Oklahoma State Senate seeks to allow schools to offer an elective course in the objective study of religion or the Bible without fear of legal liability. Senate Bill 48 was introduced by State Senator Kyle Loveless from a Republican from Oklahoma City, after Mustang Public Schools had a difficulty offering an elective course on the Bible.
What bill was Loveless. That, 45?
What?
I'm sorry, what bill, 45?
48.
48. Senator Bill 48. Oklahoma?
So, yes.
Okay. Let me see if I can find
The district and others across Oklahoma have shown interest in having such a class as an elective, and I'm just wanting to keep them from feeling threatened of lawsuit or from not offering a class such as this. And one of the other reasonings that they give here is that just that, you know, hey, we're mostly a Christian nation, and we're mostly a Christian state. Ah, there we go. Asked by the paper whether he would support a bill if the language included study of the Quran, Lovelace said, Oklahoma is predominantly Christian state. There has been no movement to teach the Quran as an elective. I would be open to debate on the issue.
Of course. See, it's right. Not that they want to be, they want to say, you know, yeah, we just want to teach it, you know, just show us as history, right? But,
yeah.
Oh, you want to teach some? Oh, no, that's the wrong history. We don't want to teach that history. It's no difference than saying, you know, they want to just protect just their religion. It's bullshit.
Well, and it's to me, it's like getting the schools to teach this class, which, I mean, there is no way to deny that religion in general influences art and architecture.
Oh,
and
yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
But they want to teach this specifically the Bible as history, and I think that in the round robin of me looking at this stuff, what really creeps me out even more is just how the Hobby Lobby people, number one, they want this class, this instructional books mm-hmm. to be in every school, but they're a Museum of the Bible. The fact that they went to Washington, D.C., because I'm like, wait, you live in Oklahoma, I expected it to be Oklahoma. I think they want it to be in Washington, D.C. because they want to show and say, look, we are a Christian nation. Look at, you know,
right.
By placing it in the heart of government, that I'm wondering if
you
that's
know, the thing is with the, you know, the thing is with Hobby Lobby, once I had a feeling that once they got their claws into one piece of mm-hmm. legislation that they were going to go after as many other things as they could. So
they are presenting themselves as a little mom and pop kind of store business. But they actually went around. They started some time ago. I looked at the video on Museum of the Bible. They started some time ago to collect, basically they went around collecting Bibles, collecting papyrus, collecting all of these, you know, religious books and Bibles, not any religious papers.
We could do get everybody in the country to send them their Bible, and then oops, oh, there was a gas leak. Oops, oops.
You diabolical little man, oh my goodness.
I'm not advocating.
It's not a very clear story, I guess. But
I'm just,
to me,
I'm just
I was
wanna,
following
I just wanna,
this little rabbit hole. I'm going, wait, this feels really kind of creepy.
Yeah, I just want to tell everybody, I am not advocating for arson. I relieve myself of any responsibility that you might do. No, I'm kidding. I don't do that.
I heard bonfire.
Bonfire.
A bonfire rally. You know,
sure, we have a bonfire rally. And
that's what
someone
I heard.
Somebody just happens to leave the gas on at the heater inside, you know, and it just happens to lead out to the door. I mean, it just happens. No, don't do that.
Was Nicolas Cage. He was in there looking for the National Treasure. Like, what is this? What is this? Oh, the bees! Ah! ran into his torch into the gas line and blew it up.
Right. It was a total accident. Yeah. We just get Nicolas Cage wrapping himself with it was flammable materials so and just run in there.
Wrap himself in the Declaration of Independence. Yeah.
Sure.
Run in there. Those were my two stories that I found, but I don't know what you.
Well, I found videos. You know me, I'm a video guy.
All right. Sounds good.
So let me see what I got here. If I gotta find them again. Let's see here. Oh, this is something. All right, this is the thing that Brian Fisher had said that it was Obama that said, but it was actually what was this guy named Bill Donahue? I guess I don't know what his dickhead's name is.
Are you on Right Wing?
Yeah, I'm on Right Wing Watch blog here. Yeah, Bill Donahue. Let me reload this page. It's only 55 seconds long, but 56 seconds long. Well, you know what? It'd be easier
to... I don't mind Mel Brooks. I don't mind...
Well, you're not going to hear it because it's not plugged into the computer. You know, that helps. You know, it kind of helps.
I see which one you're talking about, though. Okay.
Yeah. Bill Donahue says, if someone kills Piss Christ artist, it will be their own fault.
I don't mind Mel Brooks. I don't mind edginess. I don't even mind irreverence. I do have a problem with toilet speech. When you show pictures of religious figures having anal sex, that has crossed the line. That's not Mel Brooks. Okay? That's not edgy. That's filth. And I think it stopped.
I just want to say the two Jesuses fucking each other, Jesus fucking Christ, that is hilarious. Because he was saying, have the two figures having sex. That is hilarious.
When I say it should stop, do I want the government to stop them? No, I don't. That's the wrong remedy.
But if somebody killed the guy who put the cross
in the urine
right. in the jar.
I would be against that.
But would you say that the guy who put the urine in the jar and was killed by, let's say, a Christian... brought it on himself, and the way you're saying that, if he exhibited a little less narcissism.
I'm not going to run from it. Had he exercised restraint, he wouldn't be dead.
Same thing for that guy.
Absolutely.
If it happened to him.
Absolutely.
Was he talking about Charlie Hebdo, or artists, or was he talking about the guy who? Oh, come on!
Kind of both.
Think of the artist's name.
Apparently, some artists put a thing of Jesus that, put a cross in some in a bottle of a jar of urine.
I'm ashamed that I cannot think of this artist's name because I should know it. I just am saying I didn't. I'm assuming he's just referencing him, and it's not that man actually died.
Yeah. I didn't. I'm not sure which artist he was speaking about, but it's. He basically insisted someone. The artist Andrew Sandoz for Peace. The Piss Christ image.
So if someone kills. Never mind. I'm thinking of somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. He's saying if the artist Anders Serrano, Serrano.
Yes.
Yeah. So. Hey, yeah. Hey, Andy, whatever you want to be called by, if someone comes and kill you, it's your fault because you blasphemed against my God. This guy is, I like the first comment, the very top comment says, well, Donahue sure is in one pissy mood. So.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's great. Oh, by the way, speaking of pissy moods, I want to say you did a great job on that video, the Charlie Hebdo video the other day.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't know, Dana, if that was back in 87, but... yeah, they're using this as an excuse, basically. I think this is a way of them saying, you know, if that guy that did this with our cross, with ours, the symbol of what we believe in, if somebody kills him, hey, I'm not saying don't. I'm saying not to do it. But if somebody goes out and does it, well, then it's their own fault. So he's basically inciting, I think he's inciting someone to go out and kill him for their God. That's just the way I'm reading it, of course, but that's just me. That's just me. I got my browser to shut down finally so I can get it to reopen now. Yeah. One of the other comments here says, as long as it's not the government that's killed him, I'd see nothing wrong. Not that I want to see him dead, but if you're going to be victim blamed, sometimes these things just happen. That's just one of the that was one of the comments there. Yeah, so you know, if this was a Muslim guy saying this, they would be all over him like white on rice. Saying, see, they're animals. They're animals. See, they're protecting their imaginary friend just like we do. Oops. Yeah.
What gets me is if you just change the word belief to ideas, then, because that's honestly what they are, but people, they're like, no, an idea is just a, an an idea. A god is a person. A god is an actual being. And so, you know, what I think about that is belief. And I go, it's still just ideas. It's ideas, mm-hmm. people. You talk about ideas. You disagree about ideas. You have a lot of feelings about ideas, but you don't kill people over ideas.
Right. Just, I like this one. Other one guy says, if Jesus had exercised restraint, he wouldn't have been crucified. So, Jesus, hey, if you're out there, which we know you're not, but if you were, exercise some restraint and don't piss off the Romans. You won't get crucified. It's your own fault. You piss them off. So,
well, even if you follow the narrative, even if you accept that, okay, I don't know if he pissed off the Romans so much, obviously, mm-hmm. but the Jews, he pissed them off plenty. And they managed to, you know, cook up an insurrection, mm-hmm. you know, idea and sell it to the Romans. And
oh yeah,
yeah. But still, it doesn't matter.
I
don't think that historical Jesus, as we know him in the Bible, existed anyway.
Oh yeah, no, I don't believe that either. So.
Charlie Hebdo has released its first cover two shooters.
Sorry about that. No. Bring that up for just a moment. The Charlie Hebdo video, the newspaper. Anyway, that he worked at, mm-hmm. Is they were going to print out, they usually put out like 3,000 copies.
Mm.
But from what I understand, they were going to print out 1,000,000 copies. Oh, hold on. This video's fucking going to play again because I haven't played it in a while. And
Charlie Hebdo has released.
Shh. Be quiet. but then they got enough donations or whatever. They were going to print out 1,000,000, and then they found out how many people were going to get them, so they're going to print out 3,000,000 now.
Yeah.
So
they ran out.
Yeah, they ran out. Yeah,
they were like angry notes. I buy this every week, and you know, I or every month, or whatever. And yeah. You ran out. I'm a regular.
And now they're going to print it in like 3 or 4 different languages as well. So. Yeah. You could probably get one at your local newsstand.
Now, I have to say that I don't personally, satire, comics like that aren't necessarily my cup of tea, you know, mm-hmm. but I support people's right to say things and art, you know, I may find some art just to be ugly or not what I would do.
Right.
But I so support people being able to say things because I think it's a discussion. It's not... You know, people taking things personally.
Right.
Oh, it's like, no.
Here's, okay, wait a minute. I've got one of the videos here. I'd have to reload. Hold on. I got an ant on my... I have a black ant crawling around on my desk. It's the middle of January. I have black ants crawling on my desk. See? All right, now...
I'm so glad I edit myself because...
No, I'm just, you know, the thing is...
Somewhere.
So there's some Christian out there going, see, God's real. He's sending the plague on you. A plague of black ants that I can just kill on my thumb. Whatever.
Next it'll be slugs.
Slugs
on your garden. Slugs!
Wait a minute. It's winter time. They'll have to wait till I actually grow a garden, then they'll get slugs.
They're on their way now, though.
They're on their way.
An army of slugs crawling slowly up from Mississippi.
I'll be dead before they get here. Guaranteed. Let's see. Let me see if I can find the other one. Fuck me, run up a hill. Let me see if I can find the other.
I see some that come in at the 1 minute mark. Robertson's got one at 59.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Okay. Here it is. All right. I'm gonna kind of stack these on top of each other here. I'm gonna pause this video if I can get
so make a fuck tartary sandwich.
Yeah, we're gonna have a little fuck tartary Brian Fisher fuck tartary sandwich here. where did you go? Okay, here it is. I'll have to reload the page because it's a few days old now. Okay. I shouldn't mock it.
He sounds like a seal.
Throw
me a fish.
Throw me a fish. Well, I'm going to
suggest something to you, and this is just for your thinking. Now, I know there's liable to be a lot of blowback from this.
Blowback.
I want to mention that right up front. And I'm not saying that this is what I believe. I'm not saying that. But it's striking to me that if you look at the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, and, you know, this is a commandment that's never been rescinded, still in force today. He says, God speaking through Moses, you shall not.
I just want to pause for a second here. He says, this particular law has not been rescinded. Anything else we say has been rescinded? Well, that's been rescinded just because we say so.
Take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Now, that's what this magazine, Charlie Hebdo, they made a career out of taking the name of God, the God of the Bible, the Father of the Lord Jesus. They made a career. They made their bones out of taking his name in vain. Now,
where can I sign up for this? Because I want to make my bones making fun of their God as well. Wait a minute, I'd still do that.
Listen to what God says next. Okay, you're not supposed to take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Well, if you do, whose responsibility is it to deal with that? He says, the Lord will not hold him guiltless who uses his name in vain. The Lord himself will not hold guiltless him who takes his name in vain. Now, you know, you look at the Old Testament, what happened to Judah, and God used a pagan nation. I mean, he used idolaters. He used the savage armies of Babylon to discipline his own people. He brought them in as the rod of his wrath to discipline the nation of Judah. They even got carted off to Babylon as a part of his punishment. So he used this pagan, foreign, evil, malicious, wicked nation to as a rod of correction and as a rod of discipline for the people of Judah.
Wouldn't that imply then that God interfered with their free will then? Because he said, well, God used them, and they're pagans, they don't believe in me, but even though they don't believe in me, I'm going to insert my will over theirs to make them do what I want to have them punish them. What, and secondly, why would God need to use somebody else to do his work? I mean, isn't God all-powerful? Can he just, like, go, you know, like he did with Sodom and Gomorrah, say, hey, I'm just going to make something explode and kill all these people? Why couldn't he just do that? You know, why couldn't he just do that? Oh, and he says, and he, I like that part where he says, and if you do, there was this video. I had it in my head a second ago. One with Robin Williams was in Good Morning Vietnam, where he says,
yes.
If you do, and if you do, you know, I just want to, I'm mentally editing,
oh, yes.
Inserting that part into it, and if you do, you know.
You know, it begs the question, I'm not sure I've ever thought about this before,
there it is.
So if God can influence the pagan tribes around Judah to come down and take them, does that mean that they're listening for God and God himself is their God?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, well, even...
Or is he just interrupting the phone call, like, no one ringy dingy? It's me. It's your God.
Well, influencing... even
go down to Judah.
I can see that. But even influencing, that's still interfering with free will. So,
oh, it is. It is. But I was just like, wait, how is he able to do that?
Right, exactly.
Stop asking questions.
There he is.
Okay.
Greetings, fellow primates.
Because you told me to. I hate talking primates.
Just stop asking questions.
Right. Okay.
Oh.
All right. Now, here's the second video I was going to play.
My
real
brain
quick.
Hurt.
I want to hit the other video here. This one is 57 seconds here. Now remember what he said, that the guy who drew these pictures, it was his own fault. Now listen to what he says. Just 48 hours later. 48 hours later.
You know, I think in essence, when President Obama's spokesman said, look, Charlie Hebdo showed a poor judgment in showing cartoons of the prophet. Now, what they did, the visualization of what they did with the Trinity, that's fine. President Obama didn't have a problem with that, not complaining about that. But essentially saying because of what they did to the prophet, they don't have anybody but themselves to blame. They showed bad judgment. They should have understood that this. So in essence, you know, really you have the president saying, look, blasphemy ought to be punished. And the president essentially saying that we think capital punishment is the appropriate punishment for blasphemy. Charlie Hebdo, they blasphemed the prophet. They profaned the name of the prophet. They should have seen this coming. They really, this is in essence President Obama's word, they really in essence have nobody to blame but themselves.
Now he's saying the president is saying that it was okay. And it's like, he's never came out and said that. It's like, oh, yeah, they did blasphemy. Yeah. You know, if this had been a white president like George Bush or George Bush 2.0 and had come out and said, well, they did blasphemy, so, yeah, they kind of deserve got what they deserved, the Christian right would have been creaming in their pants going, oh, yeah. They would have been masturbating. They would put this on a loop until they splurged all over their computer screens. Sorry, everybody, for that visualization. The idea.
I enjoyed it.
Just mute my headphones next.
The visualization of George Bush splooging all over, or Rush Limbaugh splooging all over his computer screen is not pretty visual.
Fisher, I think.
And Fisher, yeah, Fisher. Oh yeah,
he's
Fisher.
Looking
yeah.
At his face. So,
yeah.
You know. I don't want to see his O face. I just don't.
I know. I don't want to. So, anyway. That was just some of the thing there. So
we have three now. We got Donahue, whoever he is. He's not Phil Donahue.
No, he's not Phil. Bill Donahue. Yeah. I'm gonna check out Religion Poisons Everything.
Bill Donahue is a lunatic. He is he's on Fox News all the time, and.
Oh, okay.
He actually got put in his place by Megyn Kelly.
I heard that.
I think in that same clip, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Yeah, you'd have to Google it. I think Young Turks just covered it. It's he went on Fox and then he basically made kind of like the same argument. Megyn Kelly actually called him out on his bullshit.
Yeah, actually, he said that the whole country is like 100% Muslim. And
that's something different.
Oh, is that a different one?
Yeah, that is the a supposed expert on terror.
Oh yeah, that's the same guy I was talking about.
No. I thought you were talking about Bill Donahue.
No. I was talking about different. I don't think it's the Bill Donahue. It's like this guy who's supposed to be an expert on terrorism said right. that the United Kingdom was 100% Muslim. And then he got called out on his bullshit. He's like, well, my sources, I'm not asking you to reveal your sources. Well, I'm not telling you where I get my research from, which is basically his research is pulling the numbers out of his ass, you know, so.
Right. He said that Birmingham, England was the.
Yeah, that's the one.
100% was 100% Muslim.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about. Yeah. Wow. People on the internet is like, yeah, next up is Birmingham, Alabama. We're going to get rid of all the Muslims and 100%, you know, it's like whatever. And then the priest, somebody had is like, oh, in Birmingham, they have to have a Muslim cat now. They have a cat because the cat has to wear a hijab now, too, because it's Muslim. Like, whatever. Excuse me. I'm a little congested tonight. But, yeah, that's the one I was talking about. Yeah, just that's the one there. Oh, man. Anyway, I was going to go to Religion Poisons Everything. Let's see if we can find an interesting story there, too. Excuse me a second. So, Dana, what do you think about doing a sit down and we'll just sit and talk and do Seth does, you know, for one time a week, And it'll be, if we do it, we'll have to do it on the 30th for the last week of the show, month. We'll just do a, we'll pick out a topic and we're just going to kind of talk and go through it. Dana? Okay. Dana's gone again. Anyway.
Hey, he's talking to my mom real quick, Packard.
Oh, hi.
Hi, hon. How are you?
I'm good.
Who is this?
By the way, on my Facebook, I posted a my new painting that I made for somebody named Andrew Ankenman. Anyway, I just it's a Totoro. I'm telling Dana's daughter. So.
Oh, I like this picture. Julie. I like this picture on here. It says there's a picture of Jesus statues and whatnot in the background, and the mother screaming at the kids. I was like, "No, Tom, don't ask questions. Just believe it."
Yeah.
Poor kid. The Vatican refuses to pay $500,000 lawsuit awarded by a jury for child rape. They surely value their parishioners' donations. Oh, wow. Hang on a second. Let me see what this is here. Come on. All right, here. The Catholic Church appealed a $500,000 jury award. Nevada Supreme Court justices heard oral arguments Tuesday on appeal of Catholic Church officials of $500,000 jury awarded to a man who says he was molested as a 13-year-old boy by a priest who had moved from Wisconsin to Las Vegas. Oh, goody. Wisconsin made the news again. I'm so proud of my state. a lawyer for the Catholic Diocese of Green Bay argued that the case shouldn't be in Nevada, that it should have been thrown out before trial, and that the diocese shouldn't have been held responsible in 2012 for the priest's action in 1984. The priest, John Feely, was convicted in Wisconsin in 2004 of molesting two boys, defrocked and imprisoned. Oh, they imprisoned him. Good. I want to go rattle his cage. I want to go throw Bibles at him. Read this. You said you were reading this thing. Read it. Actually, I want to throw books of Dawkins' book at him. That'd probably make more of a dent. The diocese paid $700,000 civil judgment in that case. The Nevada case accused church officials of failing to notify officials in Nevada of Freeman's past conduct. Well, then, if they didn't notify officials in Nevada, they are liable.
If there was a reason I wish everything was just online, it's because it's not just priests, but it's also like bad cops or bad teachers, mm-hmm. or, you know, there's a lot of things that can get hidden when you go from state to state. I mean, the things like this, like being an avowed, you know, child pedophile, that should, I don't know, I think it should follow people. I don't think that we should demonize people. You know what I'm saying? I think there should be ways to treat it, mm-hmm. Mental health issues and all of that. But this shuffling around is something that's not unusual to just the Catholic Church. But it's just worse when it's always worse to me when it's something like the church or like schools, you know, that they hide this kind of thing and just pass it off.
Right.
And with the priests, they definitely, actually, they do continue to hide it because it's still within the church. It's, you know, if a teacher is ousted from one school, they can go to a different district, to a different, you know, a whole different set of people. But the church itself knows.
Right.
So that's, I don't know. And the level of trust that people are supposed to have for this kind of an institution is, I don't know. You said you found a article or a video on this page, though, on the Facebook?
Yes. Let me send that to you here. One second.
Because I was scanning. I hadn't hit a video yet. I've seen a lot of articles.
Yeah, the article. It's not so much a video. There's an article. Sorry. That's the bit.ly link
Boko
there.
Haram. Boko Haram's just like...
I was just scrolling down the page here. This is kind of cool. City leaders agreed to move the praying soldier statues from Veteran Memorial. From Veteran Memorial, the move comes after a 2-year legal battle between the city and state and city, and Stuart Hewlett, a former police officer and U.S. Army veteran who claimed the city promoted Christianity at a veterans memorial that is situated in King Central Park. The city removed a Christian flag from the memorial in 2010, but refused to remove the statue, which depicts a soldier kneeling at a cross. Americans United for Separation Church and State have filed a lawsuit on Hewitt's behalf in 2012, claiming the statue and other actions by the city convey that it treats only Christians as patriotic Americans and treats others as second-class citizens. You know, I drive by, I go through this one city, and this really pisses me off. There is this little park. They put up a big production for, you know, their the Jesus birth thing there, right? Yeah. It supposedly is owned by the church, but the city workers come out and they mow the lawn, they put up tables for events, and this is city money, you know, public money going to take care of all this stuff. And then I drive by this one park that's just a little just down the road from the way, not from where I have to be, and they have a little memorial there inside the park, and they have one of these little soldiers leaning over across in that park. It's a city park. So,
no, let the church buy a piece of property or have their own property and put something like that on that property. I would not have a problem with that. Or if the church itself, you know, contracted to maintain that, I guess that might be good. That might get a bit more difficult because of how contracts run. But I don't see why they need a space in the public. I mean, unless you just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, was it Answers in Genesis? Was it Mr. Kinham who looks like a goat?
If anybody, did I get him? Oh, I thought I got him. Shoot. Yes, I got him. Ha ha! I got that little black ant. He's.
Oh, got the ant.
Okay. I got him. Yay! Yay me. Sorry.
Oh, I see the separate. It's just a wooden cutout.
Yeah, I that's
like
what
those cowboy ones. Okay.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm talking about.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anonymous said they're going to go after all the religious, the terrorist websites. They're going to take them all down. And they did one in French, and then they did one in English, but they did, you know, robotic, so you can't zero in on a person's voice. So,
oh, I like this one. Around the world, people are being killed because they believe the wrong fairy tales.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's this one here. This one, let's see here. Here we go. Egyptian court has sentenced a student to 3 years in jail for announcing on Facebook that he is an atheist and for insulting Islam. This pisses
Egypt?
In Egypt, yep.
Wait, oh, an Egypt student.
Yep,
wait,
Egypt student.
An Egyptian court. Wait, when did...
This happened January 11th.
Am I wrong? Or I remember Egypt being a very progressive country.
Not anymore, man.
President Carter having the president of Egypt. I mean, I know that's been a long time ago, but I was like, wait, when did this happen?
Well,
I can't keep up on this stuff.
I can't either. The whole world is going to hell in a handcart.
And the father testified against him.
Yep.
Really?
He was handed down a 3-year prison sentence, and if he pays a 1,000 Egyptian pounds, or $140, or 117 euros, well, $140, well, shit, I'm poor, but, I can come up with 140 bucks.
I'm going to say, I'll pay it.
Yeah.
I'll sponsor him. Let him come here,
yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Man, I'll sponsor him.
I'll put him to work. I got things that need to be cleaned. Sorry, that's really bad.
No, seriously, I look at this, I'm like, what? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
He was embracing extremist ideas against Islam. Oh. What? By saying he doesn't believe that's an extremist idea? His name appeared on a known list of atheists. A known list of atheists in a local daily. after which his neighbors harassed him. Oh, my God.
Where can I find this list, and how can we get them all? Never mind. They probably don't want to all leave Egypt. They probably want to just not believe.
We need, you know, we need to atheists occupy Egypt. That's what we need to do. We need to all go over there and occupy Egypt. They can't arrest us all. Where are they going to put us all? Oh, that's right. They could just shoot us. Never mind. Forget that.
I just sort of thought that Egypt wasn't so backward.
I guess we were wrong.
I guess I have not been paying attention.
Yeah, after everything after their Egyptian president got, you know, taken out, or he tried to.
This is true.
So everything went to hell.
Is this what's happened? Is this what's happened since their big rallies in the state capital? I guess so.
There was a lot of bullshit that was going on over there. Anyway, he's been in custody since November. He's a 27 in December of 2012. A 27-year-old blogger, Elber Saber, was sentenced to 3 years in jail on charge of blasphemy. We discussed that one on the show, I believe. June, Judaism light. I don't know. Was sentenced to 6 years in jail for insulting Islam. The authorities have stepped up measures, including organizing workshops to counter atheism. Is that really necessary?
Coptic is an Orthodox Church of Alexandria, which would be, you know, ancient Greece.
Okay. The Egyptian constitution outlaws insults against three recognized monotheist religions, Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. So if you say anything bad against their God, whether it's Christian, Jews, or Islam, you go to jail. So much for rights. You don't have any rights over there. You know, I'm going to stop sending people who tell me to shut up for speaking my views against Christians and telling them to go live in Israel. I'm going to go tell them to live in Egypt because apparently they want this in the law. I've asked them on Whisper if they would do this, and they said, no, we can't do it. It's not in the Constitution. It's like, yeah, but if it was, would you be for it? So they're like, yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, right. Sure, you wouldn't. I've known there's quite a few people on there that would have said that that they would, though. That's department store fishing.
I wish Primate was back here because that's a really excellent story right there. But a couple of these other videos are really good.
We could talk about the time capsule from Paul Revere again. No.
Did I just hear my name?
Yes.
Okay. What did you just say?
We were talking about over in Egypt.
Oh, no. I know the story.
Oh, you know that story?
What did Connie just say?
Oh, I was joking at the last minute saying we could always do the Paul Revere story again. And that's when she started laughing. So I was like,
oh, I was just saying I wish you would weigh in on what you might want to do for the religion, because this I want to pay this student's
fine
and get it, you know, sponsor it's 140 him to bucks. Come over here to America.
It's 140 bucks.
Buy him a freaking plane ticket.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Say, you know, Egypt is nice, but.
But, yeah, and the thing is, they have laws against, in their constitution, that says that you cannot insult the three most recognized monotheist religions, Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. So if you are over there and you say, you know, just being you or just me or Connie, we say, you know, I don't believe in your God. Oh, you're insulting my Islam. Oh, you're insulting my prophet. You're insulting my God. You're going to jail. So, you're going to jail.
How many places have anti-blasphemy laws?
That's a good question. Kentucky.
I think that's actually true.
But you can marry your first cousin.
Don't you have to believe in God or else, like, you can get arrested?
Yeah, actually, there is. In Kentucky, I think it may be in Kentucky, but there was actually it's a government agency that says that if you want to work there, you have to believe in God. Was one of the top things. Was the top thing that's on this plaque that's in this room, in this one particular room, that's in there. So I'm like, which is completely It's un-American, is what it is. So it's against the Constitution because you don't have to prove that you're any particular religion to work for the government. So I want to do this story because we speak out against all these other religions all the time, but we don't really say how often that, you know, these places out there are actually affecting us just because we don't believe. And I think this would be a good, you know, a little whip topping on that to show that we are actually being persecuted across the globe.
I like that there's more depths to plumb in this story. It's mm-hmm. not just about this one incident, although that would be really great to highlight. And
right.
it would be nice to actually help this young person, but...
Yeah, and there's that Coptic Christian man who was sentenced to 6 years for insulting Islam because, you know... But, you know, that's really weird because if he had insulted them by jailing them, they're insulting his God, so they have to throw themselves in jail. There you go. Worked it out. So everybody's in jail now. It's against my religion to be thrown in jail. Well... My God says you can't throw me in jail, so you're insulting my job. You're insulting my God, so you got to go to jail. Oop! God damn it! I hit that wire again.
What?
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
He's hitting wires.
He's getting wired.
Right.
I'll tell your daughter I posted a picture on Facebook of a painting that I did for a...
Oh, there you are. I lost everybody for a minute there because I was like, So, sorry about that. I moved my big gunboats underneath my desk and I hit wires and everything goes to hell. So, although I can't hear it on one side of my ear, but that's fine.
That? He's playing Battleship.
I'm playing Battleship.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
B-12.
Damn it, you sunk my Battleship.
Yeah, and you kicked the wires with your giant gunboats.
Yeah, my giant gunboats. Didn't get that sub, did you, Connie?
No, darn it, and I'm hungry. Oh, not that kind of sub. Okay. Eat fresh.
Eat fresh.
Or as my daughter says, zombies eat flesh, so.
Yeah. Eat flesh. Yeah, there are some photos on this page, though.
I don't know. Just to let you know that Secular Talk and the Young Turks have both covered this story.
Don't care. That was the new... You wanted that bad? I wanted that bad. And not only that, I'd said this at one of the meetings, that starting in January, and this is a new year for the show, and we are going to talk about... stuff, even if the Young Turks or the Young Peasants or the Dark Peasants
or the old farts
or the new farts or whoever or what other podcast has already talked about it, I don't care anymore. We're going to talk about a topical subject that's going on, and I don't care who else has talked about it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's that.
Does that work for you then?
It works for me.
Yeah, why not? I mean, that sounds like an easy one.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's so many, I mean, just coming at it from the angle that, yeah, it wouldn't matter what religion it was, just you can't fine people for not believing in your, you know, jail people for not believing in your ideology.
Right.
Seems like a foreign concept.
It's against human rights, I think.
What is this, the Crusades?
Exactly.
Put them in the stocks.
Yeah, pretty much.
With a mirepoix.
Yeah.
And let them roast.
He's going to get like five. He's going to get like 5 years.
Yes.
5 years for saying I don't believe in God. So, but I would have a life sentence.
Yeah.
Like
much.
In a day. It'd be like one day. That'd be take a look at what my Facebook page. It'd be like, okay, so it's 5 years for each instance. Dum-dum-dum-dum. How old? If I live to be 500, that would be like one day for me.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, you have a 500-year sentence.
We'd bail out.
Well, hell, if it had been me, if they were to go after me, I wouldn't be able to serve out my term past, I don't know, 10,000. You know, you'd have to reanimate my corpse until then, you know. By that time, the laws will...
Put him in stasis.
Yeah, put me in stasis. You know, then the thing is, the laws will change, and they'll say, oh, you're still under this, you're still convicted of this. Like, yeah, but that lock has been on the books in like 1,000 years. Yeah, but, well, there was no reprieve, so you still have to serve out your time.
You got grandfathered in. Literally.
I got grandfathered in.
Literally, yeah.
Literally grandfathered in.
Great, 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 great grandfather.
Right. You're never getting out of here. By the time you do, you won't even know where the internet shit, that'll be gone by the time you get out of here, because we're going to blow it up.
You'd literally look like King Tut by the time you got out of here.
You know,
beef jerky.
Tut, all I can hear is Steve Martin.
King Tut.
I know. It's
King
Tut.
He's my favorite honky.
Oh. Hope you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you picked a tech story, right?
Yeah, we got a tech story. Mm-hmm. The brain one.
Yes.
I saw primates and I thought of you. I found this.
When I see cats, I think of you.
Aw, thank you.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, cat. There are some people that find cats a bit of a nuisance because left to their own devices, unattended in the wild, they're actually considered pests. Infestations. You can have cat infestations.
Cat infestations.
They're pests. They're not pets anymore. There's an extra S in there.
Yes.
You just switch.
But
that's what happens with atheists. You let us roam free. We just become, you know, especially left out in the wild, we become pests too.
Yeah, militant.
Militant. Yeah, we become militant. We rewrite even bigger and better articles. So
yes, that's right. Set my keyboard on fire.
Right. I'm going to get the whack, the lighter fluid, and I'm going to light my keyboard on fire. And go la 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 la. You know, so
your God is fake, and you're an idiot. What are you doing? Wake up, sheep.
Right.
I love when they say that to me. They're like, "Wake up, sheep." I'm like, "Wait, what?" I'm the minority, dipshit.
Right. I was telling Connie about this Holocaust denier that I ended up dealing with this morning.
Oh no, I heard that.
Oh,
that's exactly when I came in on the conversation. I was like, "Oh, this person has issues."
Yes. Do the research. You're being lied to. It's like, oh my God! It's like, go away. I told him just go fuck off. I'm just like tired of that shit. No, I wasn't gonna
in terms of numbers. Okay, I've heard anywhere from 1 million to 6 million, okay? Mm-hmm. And in fact, there have been claims as high as like 8 million, but the number that most people have accepted is like 6 million,
right?
So how accurate that is, you know, it's debatable. How are you gonna possibly prove it?
Right.
You know, it's not like they have records for all of it.
Yeah. Oh, and this page is still messed up. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, of course. I mean, it was millions. We know that. I mean, we know it was millions.
Right.
But there were sometime, I guess, I don't know. Sometimes I don't know what to believe, but I mean, I'm not gonna even try to discredit. There was a genocide. It happened. Mm-hmm. Whether it was 1 million or 6 million is
well, the thing is, the thing is, the guy is like trying to say that Stalin killed all those people because of his atheism. And he says, I said he was going to be a practicing priest, so he was actually started out as a Christian. So, well, when he killed those people, he was an atheist. It's like, what the fuck does that mean? What's
your point? And he killed because he was an atheist?
Yeah, that's what his point was. He killed because he was right. an atheist. Well,
or did he kill because
his belief system was
challenged?
I don't know. The guy was going off all different directions. So, crazy. Yeah, the guy was a nut job. I'm going to kind of pick one here at random off the first page because the wiki, Celebrity Atheist site is still screwed up. Somebody write to them and tell them to fucking fix their page. This is fucking bizarre. This is just... Wait a minute. Maybe they didn't fix it. So going by the first... Now they've got it so it's completely just by the first name. That before they had it like... The first letter was for the last name, but it was the first name was in the first name column, but it is. Jesus Christ, this is so fucked up. I am. They got two or three D's on here, A's and N's and R's all over the place. Someone spanked the site. Let's see here, Richard Branson. Founder of Virgin Empire, which notably includes Virgin Records.
Him? Virgin Airlines.
Yeah. Among other entities, he has made several attempts to be the first to circumnavigate around the globe in a balloon. He writes his autobiography, Losing My Virginity, page 239. That's the name of his autobiography, Losing His Virginity? Oh, it's because he does Virgin Empire. Okay, all right. I do not believe in God. But I sat there in the damaged balloon capsule, hopelessly vulnerable to the slightest shift in weather or mechanical fault. I could not believe my eyes. That's as far as he goes. I don't believe in God, but I couldn't help but I couldn't believe my eyes. Okay, yeah, well, not a very powerful statement.
I wish I had a list of who you've already chosen.
Oh, there is a list.
There is a list.
If you go into the Dropbox and you look at to number four where it says, did you know they were an atheist? There is a master list in there. There's a bunch of names in there too. But it says, where is it? Did you know they were an atheist? Master list. Oh, fine. I'll install the update. What's that?
In the short show folder?
Yep, short show folder.
Short show folder?
No, I think, okay, never mind. I thought it was in the news folder.
No, it's in the short.
There you go.
Yeah, there it is. Yep. So, yeah. We have all those names in there.
John Carpenter was born on the 16th. I'm pretty sure he. I think we already featured him.
Did we already feature him?
My
text program is updating, so I don't know.
He's the writer of Halloween.
Oh. That was a stupid movie. Sorry, but it was a stupid movie.
But I love Escape from New York.
Escape from New York was okay. It was a little silly, but it was okay. Are they remaking that? Really?
Yeah.
I thought Escape from L.A. was the remake of Escape from New York.
I have never seen it. I was going to watch Escape from L.A., but I heard it was really stupid. So, like, no, I'm not going to waste my time on that.
Yeah, I got suckered into that one. But, no, this is a reboot, like RoboCop or Rollerball or...
Oh, goody. The end part was like, everybody's like, the map says go over here. No, guys, we got to go this way. And the guy that takes off or separates from the group gets blown to hell. Sorry if I ruined the ending of the movie for everybody, but that's what happens.
Wait, what?
What's that? He gets blowed up.
Right, at the end of Escape from L.A.?
No, Escape from New York. They were crossing over the bridge, going around the cars and everything, because they had to go out on foot.
Right, everybody gets blown up except for Snake Plissken.
Yeah, well, Snake...
And Ernest Borgnine.
Yeah. Yeah, and some guy goes around the wrong side of a burning car, and he gets blown up because there's a landmine there.
Well, right. John Carpenter is an atheist. He's in the list, but I think we featured him already.
We might have. I don't know. Like I said, my program's rebooting here, so I don't know. I have to wait for that gets in there. Rodney Brooks. He must like water.
Who?
Rodney Brooks. I don't know who he is. Rodney Brooks, director of the Artificial Intelligence Laboratory at MIT, and best known for creating the robot known as Cog, has been mentioned as an atheist in several articles written about him over the years. He was also featured in a critically acclaimed Eris Morals documentary, Fast and Cheap and Out of Control. Let's see here.
You only do Trey Parker, do you?
Who's Trey Parker? Do you have
Trey Parker, the South Park guy?
Yeah.
Is he on this page somewhere?
Trey Parker and Matt Stone. No, I'm looking at another one called Celebrity Atheist List.
Oh, okay. Can you send me the link? Let me take a look.
Yeah. This thing is celebatheist.com, wiki main page.
Well, that's what I'm on.
I'm looking here. I'm going to look in our folder here.
Okay.
Parker.
The guys from South Park. I mean, it seems very obvious.
Well, we've been trying to feature people who weren't obvious, and it's become increasingly difficult just because, no, he has not been featured. Neither has John Carpenter, but Trey Parker has not been featured, and he's awesomely funny.
Well, you'd have to do both Trey Parker and Matt Stone. You couldn't do one without the other.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is we don't...
Well, we usually just feature one.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but the name of your
Matt
thing
Stone
is...
Is Matt Stone in there?
Did you know they were an atheist?
Well, it refers to they in that sense of where they being can be singular
or
plural.
Okay, I'm just going to write it down here. Matt Stone.
Did you know that they...
Yeah, see, the thing is, I... because
apostrophe, like begin quotation or begin...
air quotes.
S.
Oh.
Plural.
They plural. They's. Did you know They's was an atheist?
Matt Stone.
Did you know They's was an atheist?
Matt Stone. Patheos.
Did you say Charlie Parker?
Okay. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are... I'm just looking up Matt Stone.
Okay.
Neo-atheists are setting atheism back a decade.
So...
It's just an article in 2011, but I just think it's just saying that, you know, he disagrees with something.
Oh.
I'm trying to see if he's also an atheist. I'm pretty sure he is, but I'm looking up. I'm on his wiki.
I'm looking for the Parker. Wait a second there. I found Parker. Charlie Parker?
Trey Parker and Matt Stone. Sorry, I'm going to mix it up.
No worries. I'm still trying to find it here on the atheist page, on the celebrityatheist.com page. Because the whole page, these pages are all fucking messed to hell.
You have to click on the link. It's so funny because it's from The Onion.
Okay. Can you send me the link to that particular article in the Celebrity Atheist page? Because I can't find it here. The site is all fucking messed up.
Okay, here we go. And copy paste. Hello.
Nothing came through.
No.
There it is. Matt Stone. There we go.
That is so funny.
Okay.
There's a video on YouTube, too.
Is there a God?
Parker.
Yes,
there's
absolutely.
A God. And there's also this table, and it's the same thing.
That'd be fun to feature both.
There's also a god, and his name is Prince.
Oh,
awesome guitarist!
Oh my god!
Well, see, the thing is, here's the thing is though, I have to choose just one thing there because I can only because we're doing this new thing with the show. We're not just reading it. I actually put it up on the screen, and I have to be able to put it up to a point where it can actually be read. So we have to take that in consideration.
Can we find a quote where they both are answering the questions?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Well, I may have to let you guys figure it out. I think I have to jet.
Oh, all right.
I know. I want to listen to the rest of you, and I want to comment, but I think I need to be finished because I have family stuff.
Family stuff. Okay.
So, yeah, I will check the links and I'll get prepped and
okay.
I will see you guys on Friday.
All right. Well, actually it'll just be you and me on Friday, so It'll just be, we're going down two people on the short shows now, so.
Oh, finally.
Yes.
Just Packard and me.
Yes. No more threesomes. Just you and me.
Damn, yeah. There goes that fantasy. It's becoming reality. I'm channeling Joe.
Yeah, I know you are.
Only with more bass.
Yes.
Although Joe is more about insinuating that you masturbate Packard rather than he wants to maintain a relationship with you. I've noticed those. There's a lot of use your hand jokes.
Yeah.
So where I actually go to the next level.
Right.
Yes. It'll be a pleasure to be with you on Friday.
Sure.
I'll bring the Tobin Spirit Guide and we'll.
All right. You bring the Tobin Spirit Guide. I'm going to bring the Ferengi Rules of Acquisition. We'll have a blast.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Just don't touch my ears. Or I won't touch yours. Or wait, am I supposed to? I forget. Whatever. I know there's something.
Just don't look while you're giving me umox. All
right. Well, I'm sure you guys will find somebody awesome, and then I will. And I will see you guys on Friday.
Yep. Well, I'll see you on Friday.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, here. Going back to Rodney Brooks here for a second here. His personal web page. I can send you the link here. Hang on. It was on the front page there.
Oh, okay. I thought we were going with at least one of the two.
Oh, I don't know. That was just, you know.
Primate pick, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't find the other ones, so I need to find.
Trey Parker, I think, would still work. But
Parker?
Okay.
I see the thing is I can't find him. Is it Trey? How do you spell it? T-R-A or T-R-I?
T-R-E-Y.
T-R-E-Y. P-A-K-E-R?
P-A-R-K-E-R.
P-A-R-K-E-R. Parker. Let's see if I can find it. Okay, there's no Trey Parker in the,
in the
Celebrity Atheist page, that's all. let's see if I can do a search.
Trey Parker an atheist?
Oh, I got it now.
Because I know.
Yeah. During a 3/11/11 interview with Vulture, Trey Parker and Matt Stone talked about why the Book of Mormon isn't actually offensive in the future of South Park. Matt Stone, Trey Parker is an atheist, and Trey Parker, also present, does not object. And there's this long quote here. I can't use this because it's just too much for the screen for my screen. I don't want to black out my whole screen just for this one quote. I can just say that he states he's an atheist, but that doesn't hold a lot of water for me.
Okay, Matt Stone is on this page though.
Mm-hmm.
On the celebrity the little abbreviated page we have, Matt Stone is on here. The Onion, is there a God? Yes, absolutely. Do you believe in more of a nebulous spirit world or a big man in the sky? That would be an 8-hour conversation. You have to get me drunk. But the central thesis is that there is a God. No, there's a God, and there's also a table in this, and it's the same thing. Matt Stone, is there a God? Matt Stone, no.
Yeah, that's the thing is, I don't know if I can fit all this text on there and make it legible. That's the problem.
Okay, well, that's unfortunate because he really likes this.
Yeah, I know. I want to...
John Carpenter is an atheist.
Did we cover him yet, or I thought we did?
We did not. We covered Wes Craven, who is also a horror film
J-O-H. Person. Is it J-O-H-N or J-O-N?
J-O-H-N Carpenter, from a 1998 interview for his film Vampires.
I can't.
For Big O magazine. I'm just reading what I have here.
Okay.
It's the celebrityatheist.com website.
Okay. I'm trying to find John Carpenter here.
All right.
There it is. I was like, there's... do you expect any flack from the Catholic Church over the depiction of this movie? The Catholic Church has picked this up. We got positive.
It's the next question.
that's most relevant.
Okay.
Although the church is often the source.
Okay, yeah. Although the church is often the source of sanctuary and social order in your films, you don't subscribe to any organization, do you? I'm an atheist, but I have a great fascination with the issue over God or whether or not there is one or not. And I come to my belief personally for my own reasons and my own decisions, but I respect anybody who believes anything, and I don't have the ultimate answers about anything. Well, right there he says he's an atheist. I can probably fit this. I might be able to fit this line in here. Let me, you know what? Give me a second. Let me check.
Okay.
I have to start my program here that does this.
How much text are you allowed in that screen?
Well, I can shrink it a little bit, but I need to. It's got to be just large enough where it can be read on the video. So that's the
important. Oh no, I understand. I'm just saying, like how many words, how many letters. You know,
I'm not. You know, I've never calculated it out because I can change the size. It can vary, so it's. Let's see if I can get this. All right, there we go.
By the way, I'm also adding Richard Branson to the list.
Okay.
The Virgin Airlines guy, so. All
right. My computer will cooperate with me. Come on. There it goes. All right, let's see here. He was on Big O Magazine. It's call it the OC, or whatever the OC is. Big O. Okay, let me.
I don't know if Big O is. That's not Oprah. I don't know what that is. So.
I have no idea. Although Oprah is up. When it comes to atheists, she flips out over them.
Oh yeah, she does. She's
you really... can't. You've got to believe in something because I'm Oprah, and I say you have to believe in it.
Oh well, she believes in woo. She's she's why Dr. Oz. You know.
Yeah.
Thing.
Oh, speaking of argument from authority, that guy that I was having the discussion with, the nut job, he goes, well, Einstein said he believed in God. It's like, actually, no, he didn't believe in a God. And he said, well, Einstein's believing in a God, so if it's good enough for Einstein, you're not obviously not smarter than Einstein. So I take his word over yours. It's like, that's an argument from authority. Why would I told him, I said, I wouldn't care if it was Einstein, your mother, or the guy with the garbage can down over his head. It doesn't matter. It's your opinion. All right, let me get into this spot here. I'm still waiting for the program to kind of load up. My computer's been running a little slow today. Let's see here. I got to find it now. Oops, where are you? Okay, there we go. Background. Spinning beach ball of death. That's always fun. Get the spinning beach ball because the computer can't figure out what the hell it's got to do next. It's kind of caught in a loop. I'm going to give it a minute before it... Oh, there it goes. Okay, let's see what we got. See if I can fit in there for text. Gotta see this here. There we go. Yeah, I did go over on the last one. I went down one line too far on the last episode where we had this on there. So I gotta, and that was just a small quote. So I have to truncate this just a little bit. Where are you?
Well, you can ellipse a quote as long as you're not omitting anything. First of all, if you're not omitting anything
really important, but also if you're linking the actual quote to the site.
Oh, yeah. This is I can't even get the guy's name in there.
Which one?
The hang on a second here.
John Carpenter?
Yeah, John Carpenter. I have to do you. Okay. Unless I did this. That's still going to take me down a line. I got to have it a certain text size. It's got to be at least an 18 font. And it's going down below the line again. So, and I can't, and I don't even have the guy's name in there yet. I just have the, if I put that, if I just put his name in there, even put just put his name, starting with his name.
Jay Carpenter, yeah. I'm an atheist. I don't have the ultimate answers about anything. I mean, again, an ellipse. But, okay.
Yeah, this is, it's too much for the screen. The amount of room I have here. Let me see if I can take it down, see if I can make it fit here. I doubt it, but yeah, then I can't read anything. Then it's all too small to read.
Okay, Richard Branson. I do not believe in God.
I closed that one out, unfortunately.
I will put it here real quick.
Okay.
In the chat. Mm-hmm. Ah, come on. There we go.
Let me see if I can fit that in there. Because now it comes to a point where it's not that we just want to find people who are, you know, we got to find a rather short quote.
Well, that's unfortunate because people should be able to look this up themselves. If I mean,
yeah, I know. That's why we had it before, so we could link right to the article and everything like that. But, you know, this way it's on. The way I looked at it, we were on screen, and
well, then maybe we need to just put the whole quote on the screen and not worry about images. But, I mean, either that or we need to drop. You know, we've talked about dropping the bit. We talked about dropping the story.
Which story?
You know, we have talked about before about dropping Did You Know They Were an Atheist?
I don't remember us talking about that. I remember talking about dropping the general news.
Well, because it was becoming increasingly, you know, like, well, I don't know. Maybe I'm just thinking about discussions with other people, but I thought it was us, you know, saying, well, do we want to keep the... We were putting a lot of different segments on the chopping block, just putting it up there and saying, well, do we want to continue this? And so if we want to continue this and be really true to it, do we need to go ahead and allow for extra space for a quote? If a quote on the screen is really important, then that needs to take importance in the, you know, the look of the show then too, perhaps on the live show.
Right. Well, see when it was, this the one from Richard Branson wrote, that one fits.
Will work.
Yeah, that one works.
Okay. He's really interesting. I mean, you know,
and I can get the whole line in there where it starts off. He writes his autobiography, Losing My Virginity, on page 239. So, you know, we can fit that whole... I can fit the whole quote in there. It's not that long. I mean, now I have an idea how far of a quote that I should actually need. Probably
I feel bad because I know Dana really... I mean, I know he really likes Trey and Matt.
Yeah.
He's a really big South Park fan, and I think they're hilarious. It would be nice to be able to talk about them again.
Yeah.
Gosh, I would like to say that I could spend some more time and see if I could find something if I knew what we're looking for outside of the meeting to try and make that happen. But at least this one works.
Yeah, we could do that for next time. I mean, just for right now,
Okay, I'm going to make that note though that
We need to have at least. I think if we're gonna you want to know how many words,
I'm gonna write that down.
Okay, it needs to be four lines. All right, it has to be four lines.
Four lines.
Four lines. Okay. One line has just the person's name. It will be centered, so there will be no words before or after. So that's just one whole line to itself. So actually, it's
one line.
It's,
one line for name.
Okay. Right, one line for name, and then the three separate lines. And it's let me see. Let me do a word count here. Get an idea.
Sure.
Now this, I'm just going to count the one line so that we can just multiply that by three.
Sure.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Let's be a little conservative and say 17 words.
17 words.
Yeah, 17 All words right. per line. And then because, you know, the word's big or small, about 17 words. So right. that way it'll – because the last one that's on there, it doesn't – it's not quite 17 words. It's 10 okay. words. So – there'd be a enough to fit in there. So,
okay. Well, no, that's good for me to know. And I will see what I can do about that for Dana.
Okay. Also, we can keep looking for a minute if you want to, unless you want to see if we can find somebody else.
You know, if I can find it, I will let you know. But I'm assuming you mean for another week. We're going to go ahead and drop this one.
Okay. Oh yeah, we can do this one. Yeah, we can do this one if you want to just do this one.
I'm just saying we could leave this up in the air if you want to, and I will see if I can find something else and message you, like on Facebook or something, and see if you think that another quote with either Trey or Matt will work.
If you can find one, that'd be.
If I can find one, okay. Yeah. Otherwise, it's Richard Branson.
All right, I'll tell you what. We'll use this for right now as the default.
Yes, Branson's default.
Right. We'll use Branson as for default. I'm gonna save the file.
I will see what I can do.
Okay, and yeah, I'm saving my file in the program here, so this way it's already in the program. It's not in the
Sounds
Dropbox.
Good.
So.
No, that's great. Okay, I'll see what I can do about that.
Okay, sure. If we can find something from Matt Stone or Trey Parker that's a little bit smaller, then
I will do that before the night's out for myself. I mean, I'll only give this another hour. That should be enough time. If I can find something for this week, and you know, I'll let you know.
Okay.
And otherwise, we can, you know, keep looking for this for a future, because they're it's really a good find if we could get it.
Right.
Okay.
Just a second here. I just had a news alert come over my thing here. I'm trying to. Where is it? The GOP will choose a presidential candidate in July of 2016, a month before it traditionally picks its nominee. So I guess they are looking to give themselves a bumper or a buffer. So it's like just in case they find out that the guy's been, you know, fucking little boys or something. Then they can say, oh, well, we didn't really mean this one. We meant this other guy. Sure. So.
Well, you know what? What it tells me is that what this GOP Congress does or does not do is going to be really flipping important.
Yeah.
They are so geared up. We might get Bush
2.3.
Well, I mean, if you accept that the father was 2.0 and then Bush GW was 2.1. I don't know.
Or 2.5. Yeah. It's actually Bush Senior is 1.0. Bush Junior was 2.0. So this would be 2.0. This would be 2.1.
Well, yeah. It's just like Jeb.
Yeah,
God,
Jeb.
I hear Jeb, and all I can think of is the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, me too. I was like, I was just gonna say that. I just think of Jeb Clampett. Although that's not fair. That's really not fair, because Jeb Clampett was, even though he was a hillbilly, he was a damn nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Jeb Bush, not so much.
No.
So that's really unfair for us to say that, to make that comparison, because we're comparing a nice hillbilly to a hateful bumpkin. So
no, to a hateful, very well educated, very rich bumpkin.
Right. That worked, yes. A very rich bumpkin.
Jeb Clampett was the dad.
Yes, he was the dad.
Sorry, I'm thinking.
You're
Jethro.
You're thinking of Jethro. Jethro Bodine.
He's a cousin.
He's my Uncle Jeb.
Jeb Clampett was a nice guy, and
yes,
Yeah, no. Actually, my dad looked a lot like Buddy Ebsen.
Really?
Yes,
he did. Daddy, why are you on TV? That ain't me, son. That ain't me, kiddo. But it looked like you. It's not me. I'm not bringing in the paycheck. So, all right. We'll go with Richard Branson for our default, unless you can find something about 17 words per line. Sorry, was that 20?
And you said you put that in the Dropbox. So.
No, I didn't put it in the Dropbox. I did not put it in the Dropbox. I put it on I put it on my screen thing there. So, by the way, you did the thing I wrote up for you for the funny tweet make sense?
I still need to look at that. I'm sorry.
That's
funny
right.
tweet. Okay. Because I looked at the Dropbox today. Funny tweet.
Yeah, hang on a second. Let me see.
I will look at that.
Yeah, I wrote the. It's,
Dropbox.
Real
I'm
quick
sorry.
Here.
You did that a couple days ago, and mm-hmm. I'm like.
Funny. It's file name funny tweet example.
Funny tweet example, and you.
It's in the funny tweet folder, right?
I will do that. I'm obviously. On it now.
Okay. All right. God. I just want to go over it with you real quick here, just to be sure we're on the same page. You got where I am.
You want me to open that up?
If you could, please. Yes.
Yes. Let's see.
I'm sorry. I'm making you work.
Yes. Yes, you are. There we go. And it's in the folder.
Right.
Okay. It's
file name funny tweet example.
Funny tweet. There we go. Got it.
Okay.
Okay. For the funny tweet in the text file that gets stored in the Dropbox for us, please do the following. At tweeter name, copy the funny tweet here.
Yeah, the tweeter name would be, you know, whoever it is. And then copy the funny tweet here, you paste that, you copy that out, you put it in the file that's in the Dropbox. And this way I can pull it up on screen, and because the computer is several seconds behind what I see on screen from the streaming video, I'm not sitting here going waiting for it to pop up before I can read it, because that's an extra editing that I have to do. This way I can start reading it even if the computer fucks up or whatever, and I can start reading it off, and then I can fix it in post. And then when you get to the web page,
yes,
and it's at the format, it says the funny tweet, and then you just put down the tweeter's name, and then you hyperlink their name. So it's twitter.com.
At Twitter instead of the funny tweet page.
Right. Right,
okay,
exactly.
Okay, because that's where I really, really wasn't sure what to do when the funny tweeter page was down that one day, but
I kept wondering why you were worried about that. I was like, as long as you had the tweet, I didn't understand why you were worried about it.
Okay, well, I thought, you know, I guess I was just thinking that when we wanted to take people who were at the blog page, you know, we wanted to take them right to the funny tweet because that funny tweeter page was so good about putting a bunch of their funny tweets.
Oh, yeah, no. I just wanted to put a link just to their account. This way,
get more traffic there.
Right, exactly. That's where I want their traffic at their Twitter page. Not at funny Twitter. You know, let them get their own traffic. They'll get enough shout out from us as it is.
Our learnings.
That's right. And see, there's the shout out right below that, and then this way it's that's just so you can see the format the way it goes if you're looking right at the page, so.
Yes.
All right. See.
All right.
See, a visual helps.
Yay! Thank you. yes, everybody. I are learnings.
Yes, exactly. Here, I'll tell you what. We're pretty much done now. Let me take us out with a song.
Hey.
Or not.
Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Swede.
King Tut.
How'd you get so funky?
Funky Tut.
Did you do the monkey?
Born in Arizona, moved to Babylonia.
King Tut.
Stand up and dance.
Now
King Tut.
Buried with a donkey.
Honky Tut.
What? He's my favorite honky.
Born in Arizona, moved to Babylonia. King Tut.
Buried in his jammies.
Arizona, moved to Babylonia. Born in Arizona,
got a condo made of stoner.
King Tut.
Oh my god. Which came first, walk like an Egyptian?
King
or
Tut.
King Tut.
King Tut.
Yeah,
King
thank
Tut.
You.
Yeah, walk like Egyptian came much later. This came out in the early 70s. Walk Like an Egyptian came out like in the 80s or 90s, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was, I don't know how many years into SNL.
Yeah.
But, oh gosh.
Yeah, he was, I think he came back for a reunion video when he did King Tut, I think, so. But
yeah.
By the time he was out on his own, so.
Yep. They really launched his career.
Oh yeah.
Didn't they?
Yes, they did. You know, the thing is, though, there's this thing about the SNL curse. I kid you not, there's a supposedly SNL curse because certain people who've been on the show have been killed or maimed or some bullshit or whatever, and supposedly so. But it's a little bit of cognitive bias, so because you know it's a little bit of bias because of the fact there's been a lot of people on the show that have gone on to do really good things, so you can't it's cognitive dissonance is what it is. So
last I heard, Eddie Murphy and bunch of other people, Dana Carvey, are still alive,
And kicking. Wait till they die or something. It's like, it's the SNL curse. He died. He was 100. He died when he was 110.
No, it's because John Belushi was really, really funny, but he was really, really high the whole time.
A lot of the time, right.
A lot of the time.
I would do this show if I thought it would help. And if I could do this, I'd do this show high if I thought it would help. But you know what? I can't get high. Yeah. If I stand on my toes, I could. You know, I stand on my toes. High in my toes. No.
So everybody, cue the Sarah McLaughlin music. Packard wants an air balloon.
Yeah, someone buy me a hot air balloon.
That are just a bunch of helium balloons so you can, you know, suck in the helium.
You know, I want it.
Talk like chipmunk.
I'm going to find some kind of voice modulator for my Mac if I can. I know I've got one for my PC. I'm going to try. I want to do an echo. I want to be able to do an echo on command. I don't know how.
The God echo?
Yeah, like,
oh,
I'm
going to
like, wah, 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 wah.
I love Christopher's voice, by the way.
What's that?
I love what you did with Christopher's voice on his ad.
Oh,
you know,
that was completely accidental. I was playing with something, and I was like, I had this one clip on there, and it was like, when I first played it, because I was playing with, I couldn't see anything happening when I was playing the rest of it, so like, I didn't think anything of it. And then we got to this clip, like, it's like chipmunks, like, what the fuck is this? So I had to examine my settings, like, so I was like, oh. So we tried to do the whole thing as a right towards the end there at the same level all the way through, but it was almost completely inaudible at that point. It's like from picking pokes at, so you couldn't understand any of it. So And so I just like, okay, then we'll just do it right at the end. And I think that was like, that was the best part. It just happened to come out that way. So
it, yes.
Yeah. So anyway, we're at 2 hours now. So, yeah.
All right. Well, we've done better, but we've done worse.
We've done better, but we've done worse, right?
Time-wise,
yes, we've done worse. Definitely. But don't hang up yet, okay? So, all right, everybody. Thanks for listening to us. And we will see you Friday, or if you get a chance to listen to this before the show. Have a good night, or good day, or whatever time you listen to this.
That's all, folks.
That's all, folks. Bidi-bidi. I don't know. Whatever.
Bidi-bidi-bidi-bidi.